The economic and political crisis in Zimbabwe has led to an exodus of an estimated 3 million skilled and unskilled workers from the country, mostly to South Africa and Britain. As Zimbabweans increase their earning power abroad, they are finding creative ways to help out their loved ones at home. A spokesperson for a British-based Zimbabwean-owned company told VOA that they transfer thousands of pounds every week to Zimbabwe through deposits into the company's account. That makes an internet banking transfer directly to a person's banking account in Zimbabwe. By making such transactions, the Zimbabwean government, chronically short of foreign currency due to its overvalued currency, is cut out of the large amounts of cash sent to Zimbabweans. As a result, the money goes directly into the pockets of Zimbabweans without them having to pay large transaction fees or higher bank rates. Daniel, a Zimbabwean who has lived and worked in Britain for the past 5 years, explains.
If you do it officially through the banks, they're going to shortchange you in the sense that the bank rate is not as good as what these money changers give us.
With gas a scarce commodity in Zimbabwe, London-based website Mukuru.com offers an alternative to long lines at gas stations short of fuel. Mukuru.com founder Rob, who asked VOA to protect his identity, explains how people get privately imported fuel in Zimbabwe.
They pay Mukuru for, say, 6 liters of fuel. Like any e-commerce website, like Amazon or eBay, you've got like a shopping cart. You add some fuel to your shopping cart, and then you proceed to the checkout. And simply, there's one additional step on Mukuru when we ask for the recipient's details, and you specify their mobile phone number, and instantly you can pay with credit card or PayPal, wire transfers, bank, you know, cash deposit. Instantly you pay for this order, and SMS will land in Harare on your recipient's handset, and they can go to our coupon office and collect the fuel.
Rob's company also pays for satellite television subscriptions. These must be paid for in foreign currency, as the satellite company is based in South Africa. Satellite television has become an important alternative source of information, as the government has a monopoly on the electronic media in Zimbabwe. Rob's growing company is expanding to other African countries and will include ways to pay for pay-as-you-go mobile phones from Britain for those back home. University of Zimbabwe economist Tony Hawkins told VOA that a study by the institution carried out 2 years ago showed that about half of the urban population are reliant to some extent on money from the diaspora.
With the collapse of the Zimbabwe dollar, the one way you can stay ahead of the game is to bring in money from outside, change it in the parallel market, and then you can afford to live. And I think that's why the best lifestyles are those enjoyed by the expatriate community, the diplomats, the so-called aid agencies and so on, who are bringing in money from outside, changing it in the parallel market. Things are cheap in Zimbabwe if you are paying in foreign currency.
Hawkins added that money from the diaspora is keeping a lot of businesses afloat. Chendai Maposa for VOA News, London.